So let's do in the holy letters of the Rebbe in volume 6. Let's learn the letter number 1794, Baruch Hashem, dated the 27th day of Menachem Mov Tov Shin Beis, Brooklyn. And the Rebbe is addressing it with big titles to Moren Rav Chaim Hillel Sheyichya Azimov. He was in Paris, in France. He was one of the main families, the activists over there. And the Rebbe opens up with Shalom Uvrocha, peace and blessing. Now, after it dotted out, the Rebbe is actually very happy that while they were teaching students, they were also seeing for all their other spiritual needs. And one of the things, a lot of these children that came to school did not have a bris milah, did not have a circumcision. And these people put in the effort, and the Rebbe was very appreciative and saying to them that they're really getting it, that part of the education is to get the children involved and help them observe all the other mitzvahs. The Rebbe says, I enjoyed a lot from that which you write in your letter about the effort to circumcise the children of their students that for various reasons have not been circumcised till now. Besides the great matter in of itself to take a Jewish person and bring him into the covenant of Avraham Avinu, Olav HaSholem. And we know that a bris milah especially, we find in the Torah 13 times the Torah uses the language with regard to a bris, that this was the covenant of Avraham Avinu, a bris, which is a covenant with Hashem. And also the words milah, which means circumcision, is a Rosh Tevis. It's the first letter of the words mi yale lonu hashamayim, who can go up to the heaven, which means it is a level of going up to the heavens. And also the end of those words of mi yale lonu hashamayim, which is milah, is the end letter is name of Hashem, yud ke vav ke. Basically, this all represents how important the mitzvah of bris is. It's not just any other mitzvah, but rather it has this specific significance. And the Rebbe is hinting here towards a discussion in a maimer in Likutei Torah from the Alter Rebbe, in which is usually recited at a bris, about which talks about the enormous impact of the mitzvah of a bris on the spiritual levels. So besides all the greatness in of itself, but the Rebbe says, I was very happy because you don't satisfy yourselves just doing your jobs, your teachers, but you are actually getting it. You're holding on to the main and the inner matter. This is the purpose, the goal. Why are we learning? Why are we teaching it? To bring the heart of the children of Israel, Bnei Yisrael, the Jewish people, to bring them close to the Father in heaven. May it be the will of the blessed Hashem that there should be success in your work beyond the nature, and you should be able to impact your students and their students. And through that, the boys and the girls, and through that also in their homes, to illuminate their houses with the light of mitzvah, the candle of mitzvah, and the light of Torah. With blessing for success in your public, communal, and personal matters of you and your family members, may they live. So here you see in this letter of the Rebbe is encouraging them not just to do their job, which in of itself, teaching Jewish children is a tremendous job, but the Rebbe says that they're really getting it because they are utilizing their influence to help these children, and through these children also their parents. And we've seen this vividly, that it is the children, the students, that many times that bring back the parents and change their homes around to become a more Jewish home, closer to Hashem.